Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishlei Perek Gimel, the third chapter of the book of Mishlei. And let's try to look at this Perek in overview. And just a reminder, Mishlei is so easily readable. It's not easily understood, but it's worthwhile just reading through the Psukim. There's so much wisdom, there's so much there which is accessible. The Hebrew is not so difficult, the English translation makes it easier. Just to get a sense of these different ideas which Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us, reaching out across the divide of years, space and time to teach us. Let's try to get a general overview in our time today. It is 35 psukim long, and it is divided roughly into five sections. At least this is the way we're going to go according to the perspective of Rav Yehuda Kiel in Da'at Mikra. But there are obviously other ways to divide it based on the paragraphing and the themes. But let's take a look at this. The first 12 psukim are really about a bracha and the benefit to a chacham, to a wise person. He really makes 3 points in this section. The first is each one starts off with a prayer or a plea, is B'ni Torah Si'al Tishkach. The first one is don't forget my Torah, because you don't forget my Torah mitzvos, because they will give you grace, they will give you goodwill, they will forgive you grace in the eyes of human beings and the divine alike. That's step number one. Step number two is trust in Hashem, B'tach El Hashem B'chol Libcha. Trust in Hashem and He will give you protection. He'll give you the skills and protection necessary to look after yourself. And finally, the last step in this section is Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas. Again, my son, times where Hashem had to give you Musar, when He had to rebuke you and make it seem like He was hurting you, because Hashem is ultimately doing this because He's looking after you. Those are the 3 steps of the first section, basically pleading to the person who's reading and saying, please stick with Chochmah, stick with the Torah way of life, because it'll benefit you. The second section runs from Sukkim Yud Gimel to Yud Ches, 13 to 18, and describes, it praises wisdom and the gifts that it will present you with. As an example, so it says, the ways of the Torah are precious. They're pleasant. Derachecha darchei no'am v'chol nesiv aser shalom. Orichamim b'minot, it's going to give you longevity. It's going to give you riches. It's going to give you honor. It's a pleasant way. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo. It is a tree of life to those who grasp onto it. This is why it's worth following the Torah, following wisdom. The third section then runs from Sukkim Yud Tes to Chav Vav, 19 to 26, and this talks about the greatness of wisdom. Hashem created the world. Because He created the world, He is in control of it, and He won't let you falter. He will guard you from all harm. That's the argument in this section. Al tirami pachad pisam, and therefore don't fear any of the terrible fears that happen immediately from people around you. The fourth section is the strangest of the sections in this perek, and that is 5 no-nos, 5 prohibitions. Al timna tov mi ba'alav, don't withhold goodness from owners or people of means. Don't push off friends in need when you have the wherewithal until tomorrow. Don't plan evil to a friend who is trusting in you. Don't fight against people for no reason. And don't envy a bad man who steals. These are the 5 prohibitions in the perek, which form the fourth section. And the last section is the conclusion, which is pretty clear. Don't follow the scoffers, don't follow the evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately reward the people who are doing right, who are following wisdom. So all in all, this perek is essentially a plug for wisdom. Again, my son, says Shlomo HaMelech, follow wisdom. It's good. It's great. It's pleasant. It'll protect you. Hashem will protect you. Don't offend your neighbors. Don't do bad things to other human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately take care of you. That's the general theme of this perek, obviously with a lot of details. One basic question to understand is, the real section which stands out as not being part of this perek is the fourth section. These 5 prohibitions. They seem to be very basic human requirements, but they don't seem to be germane to the topic of the perek. The perek is talking about why wisdom is important, then it goes into this thing, you know, don't push off your friend in a time of need when you can really help him now and he needs you until tomorrow. What's that all about? Where did that come from? So the Al-Sheikh, in his commentary on Mishlei called Rav Peninim, says a very beautiful thing. And that is the first section of this perek, essentially all the sections leading up till now, have said and argued the following. If you do what's right, if you follow wisdom, if you seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? It's going to be great for you. It's going to be good for you. Everything's going to work out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. Well, you know what? There is one loaded round in this Russian roulette pistol. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you from disasters in the world around you, there are still human beings. And yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does yield a certain amount of the running of this world to the bechira of human beings, to the free choice of human beings. And throughout all the ages, this idea of gezeira and bechira, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan and human beings' choice has been in tension. And this is something which is debated throughout the ages, which is more powerful. Where does Hashem give more power? To ultimately his plan, or will he allow human beings to intervene in that plan? Says the Al-Sheikh. What's going on over here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will make sure, if you follow wisdom, I will protect you in all the natural means. But when it comes to other people's bechira, when it comes to other people's free will, which they can exercise in the most terrible, in the most cruel of manners, just be careful. Be a good Samaritan. Be a good neighbor. Look after people. Don't backstab people. Make sure that you do your part. Don't think you're going to be a righteous, pious individual to God and he'll protect you from human beings. Be a good citizen, because that'll also protect you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you advice from the Bechira, from the Gezeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bechira of the human beings, the divine plan and the machinations of human choice. There are a number of famous psukim which are quoted in this parak. Just to highlight a few of them, they sound very familiar, and let's just get a little bit of a sense of each of them. Ki arech yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom yosifu loch, because long length of life and long years of life and peace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add to you if you follow, if you don't forget the wisdom. This, in fact, is a song we sing today, and the Sefer HaChinuch points out in Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Beis that this is one of the psukim that the Kohen gives to a child at the time of Pidyon HaBen. If a Kohen redeems a firstborn son, he gives brachas, and this is one of the brachas which is given to that son. Pasuk Dalet, another famous pasuk. Umotza chein v'seichel tov b'enei Elokim v'adam. One of the most beautiful, the most sublime brachas you can give a person is that you should find chein, which is grace, seichel tov, good mind, in the eyes of God and in the eyes of man. Trying to balance what is good for human beings and what's good for God. Some people go to each extreme. They do only what's good for people. Some people do only what's good for God, to the exclusion of the other side of the fence. And this is the balance of being able to do both. This is actually the format for the benching in the towards the last paragraph of benching. We say, "Bamarom yelandu alehim v'alenu zechus shetehel mishmer shalom v'nisachen v'seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam." That paragraph is based on this pasuk in Mishlei. Another pasuk Yud Bei, is a very famous pasuk. Ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiach uka'av es bein yirtzeh. Hashem will rebuke those he loves. He will treat you perhaps more harshly because he loves you. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Amun Aleph, tells us famously that Rava would say that if a person sees Yisurin suffering coming upon themselves, they should look into their actions. If they find that there was something they did, then they should try to fix that. If not, they should think it's a sin of Bittul Torah, meaning opportunities missed, not egregious negative things done, but opportunities missed. And if not, then the Gemara says, ultimately, Yitle be Yisurin be Yadush Yisurin shall Avohem. These are sufferings of love, and it quotes our pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuke those he loves. What are Yisur and Sha'ava? This is a debate. The Ramban in Shara Gemul on this topic says that this refers to something you actually still did. It may have been a very minute, subconscious omission where a person made a mistake. They bumped the light switch on Shabbos and they knew what they were doing. They just forgot it was Shabbos. And they kind of just forgot that even that omission, that subconscious, is something we bear responsibility for. Whereas Rashi says, no, there's no logic to it whatsoever. As Rav Kook explains in this Gemara, Yisurin Shel Ava is a crucible through which we grow, but it's not because of anything we did wrong which deserve it. A few more psukim which are famous. Pasuk Chof Hei, Al Tira Mipachad Pisom, don't fear the immediate or the surprising fears, mishas rishoim ki savoy, or the destruction that comes from the desolation that comes from those who are evil. This performs the end of the Kabbalistic prayer at the end of Aleinu in many nuschaos. Another pasuk, tes zayin oirech yamim bimina uvismola oishav kavod. On the right hand side is longevity, on the left hand side is wealth and honor. What does this mean? We actually say this at the end of a siyum. You may be familiar with this pasuk. Rashi says that longevity is on the right. If you learn Torah lishma, if you learn the shalal lishma, you don't get longevity, but you get honor and money, which is not worth as much. The Malbim says, no, the reason why you learn chochma is to know that money and honor are not going to make a difference if you don't have longevity. It's to prioritize what what's important, what's on your right, and metaphorically the more important is ultimately Orech Yomim, and that's what wisdom teaches you. And finally, the last two psukim, which should be so familiar to us, are Derochea Darcheinu Amuchon Nesivo Seir Shalom. It's ways, the ways of the Torah are ways of pleasantness and peace. Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bova Samchea Mushar. It is a tree of life for those who support it, and Samchea Mushar, they are happy, the people who want to give support to it. What is this teaching us? The Rambam tells us, in fact, in Hilchos Melachim and Milchamos, that the Jewish nation is very different to other nations, and that is that the way that they treat a Ger Toshav, when the Jews are in charge of the land of Israel and they have other citizens, people who are follow other religions predominantly, they live under Jewish control. The Rambam says we treat them the same. We give them basic rights in society. And he says, in fact, we treat them the same. We visit their sick. We bury their dead. And he quotes our pasuk. Compare this, contrast this to the cultures around us. Whereas in the religion of Islam and the Catholic Church until Vatican II, any religion which was a minority in the countries of the other religion were to be treated as infidels, non-believers, and given subpar rights. This is not necessarily the way the Torah looks at. Why? Because Derochea Darcheinu, the ways of the Torah are ways of pleasantness. Something to appreciate, which was such a primordial idea, which came long before the invention of these other religions, which turned upon the actual creator, which was Judaism itself. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.